Please pause here. Welcome back to Pause Here, where we delve into the art and science of breathing to improve our daily lives. I'm your host, Sarah, here to guide you through the science and simplicity of breathing, meditation, and relaxation techniques that can transform your day, your health, and even your sleep. Most of us have been told to take a deep breath when we're stressed. But what if science actually proved that the way you breathe can directly switch your body out of stress mode and into calm mode? That's what we're diving into today. A simple breathing rhythm called the balanced breathing pattern. Inhale for 5 seconds, exhale for 5 seconds. This breathing pattern taps into your body's natural wiring for balance. It's biology. Your heart, lungs, and nervous system are constantly in conversation, like instruments in an orchestra. But most of the time, they're out of tune, rushing, clashing, trying to keep up with the pace of modern life. With the balanced breathing rhythm, you're basically acting as the conductor. You bring your body back into harmony. And the result? Calm, clarity, and even better focus. Imagine you've had a long day. Emails piling up, deadlines crashing in, your brain running like a browser with 50 tabs open. In that moment, your body is in fight or flight. Flooded with stress hormones, your heart rate quickened, breath shallow. But here's the secret. If you pause and take just 10 breaths in this balanced rhythm, 5 counts in, 5 counts out, you can literally reset the way your nervous system is firing. And that's not just theory. Decades of research show that this pace, about 6 breaths per minute, activates something called heart rate variability. Think of it like your body's flexibility score. The higher it is, the better you bounce back from stress. And the cool thing? You don't need hours of meditation or fancy biohacking gadgets, just your breath, steady and even. In this episode of Pause Here, we're going to explore more about how this works, why equal inhale and exhale patterns are so effective, and how you can use it as your pocket-sized reset button, whether you're lying awake at 2 a.m, stuck in traffic, or about to walk into a big meeting. But before we go deeper, let's try it out together. Wherever you are right now, see if you can join me for just a couple of breaths. Ready? Inhale gently through your nose for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you feel that tiny bit of space that just opened up? That's the power of balanced breathing. It's simple, it's free, and it's backed by science. And today, we're going to dig into exactly why it works and how you can use it anytime, anywhere, to pause and reset. So let's break it down. What exactly is this thing called balanced breathing? Equal breathing, resonance breathing, 5-5 breathing. It's as simple as it sounds. You inhale for 5 seconds, and then you exhale for 5 seconds. Equal in, equal out. No breath holding, no extra counts, no equipment, just steady, even breathing. Now, if you do the math, that's about 6 breaths per minute. Compare that to the way most of us breathe without thinking, which is somewhere around 12 to 20 breaths per minute. We're normally basically racing through our breathing without even realizing it. But when you slow it down to 6 breaths a minute, something fascinating happens. Your body starts to hit what scientists call resonance frequency. Okay, resonance frequency might sound a bit like a physics lecture, but here's an easier way to picture it. Think about pushing someone on a swing. If you push at random times, the swing wobbles, feels off. But if you time your push just right, with the natural rhythm of the swing, suddenly you're moving effortlessly, higher and smoother with less effort. That's exactly what happens in your body. At around 6 breaths per minute, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, your heart, lungs, and nervous system synchronize. They swing together. Your heart rate rises when you inhale, falls when you exhale, and the rhythm creates this natural wave that strengthens your nervous system's ability to stay balanced. Scientists measure this effect with something called heart rate variability, or HRV. You can think of HRV as your body's stress thermostat. A higher HRV means your body adapts more quickly. It can heat up when stress hits, but it can also cool down fast. Lower HRV means your system gets stuck, like an uncalibrated thermostat that can't adjust properly. And here's the magic. When you breathe in this 5-5 rhythm, your HRV climbs. So your body literally becomes more resistant to stress in real time. Now, this isn't just theory. It's been shown again and again in research. One study found that breathing at about 6 breaths per minute with equal inhales and exhales created the largest boost in HRV compared to any other breathing pattern. Another study showed improvements in mood, blood pressure, and even focus when people practice this rhythm. So when you hear 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, you can know that there's decades of science backing it. And the best part? It's not just numbers on a graph. You can actually feel it. Let's try another cycle together right now. Wherever you are, see if you can settle your shoulders, maybe soften your gaze or close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feel a little bit more centered? And that's just one cycle. If you string together about 10 of those, you've already given your body the reset it needs. That's less than 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go from scattered to centered. Now that we know a little bit more about balanced breathing, let's dig into the science of why it works. When you understand what's happening inside your body, you start to realize you're not just taking a deep breath. You're actually flipping switches in your nervous system that control stress, mood, and even your ability to think clearly. So let's break it down into 3 parts: your heart, your nervous system, and your brain. Have you ever noticed that your heart doesn't beat like a metronome? It's not perfectly steady. Instead, the time between each beat actually changes a little. And that's the heart rate variability. As we briefly touched on earlier, higher HRV means your body is more flexible. It can speed up when you need to act and slow down when you need to rest. And lower HRV means your body is stuck in one gear, often the stressed gear. HRV is kind of like the shock absorbers in your car. On a bumpy road, good shock absorbers smooth out the ride. Without them, every little bump rattles you. In the same way, high HRV cushions you against life's stresses. And here's where balanced breathing comes in. Research shows that breathing about 6 breaths per minute with equal inhale and exhale gives you the biggest boost in HRV. A 2014 study showed that the equal inhale-exhale rhythm produced the greatest HRV increase compared to any other patterns. That's why this balanced breathing pattern works so well. So every time you breathe in this pattern, you're tuning up your shock absorbers and training your body to handle stress a little bit better. Now let's talk about stress and anxiety. We all know that shallow, fast breathing is linked with panic. But when you flip the rhythm, slower, equal breaths, you're telling your body a completely different story. Think of your nervous system as a light dimmer switch. When stress spikes, the light cranks up to full brightness. It's harsh, it's overwhelming. Balanced breathing turns that switch down, softly dimming the intensity until you feel grounded again. In anxiety studies, balanced breathing has shown to work as well as or even better than some traditional relaxation therapies. It's not just calming, it's clinically competitive. So when you're anxious and you start breathing in this balanced breathing pattern, it's not mystical and magical, it's wiring. You're giving your body the exact rhythm it needs to hit reset. And here's the best part. You don't need 30 minutes. You don't even need 10. Research shows that just a few minutes can significantly lower stress markers in the body. And imagine what regular practice could do over weeks and months. During the pandemic, mobile app guided breathing, simple guided balanced breathing sessions on a phone were shown to help stressed young adults lower anxiety and feel calmer. And finally, let's talk about our brain. Because stress isn't just about how your body feels. It hijacks your mind. When you're stressed, your brain goes into survival mode. The prefrontal cortex, the part that helps you focus, make good decisions, and regulate emotions, gets hijacked by the amygdala, the fear center. But slow, equal breathing helps flip that script. Your brain is like a computer running too many tabs at once. Stress eats up the RAM. Every little alert, every little worry drains capacity. But when you shift into balanced breathing, you're essentially closing down those background apps. Suddenly, your brain has more bandwidth for clarity, focus, and creativity. In 2021, a study found that even one session of balanced breathing improved calmness and vagal tone in both young and older adults. Think about that. One session was enough to shift their body into balance. And it doesn't stop there. A 2025 study by Spalding and colleagues showed that a short breathing session boosted people's inhibitory control, their ability to pause before reacting. And that's huge for anyone who deals with anxiety or emotional overwhelm. So whether you're studying, making decisions, or just trying to wind down after a long day, balanced breathing helps free your brain from red alert mode and put it back into flow mode. This isn't just about breathing exercises, it's about training your body's entire stress response system. Each time you inhale for 5 and exhale for 5, you're strengthening your shock absorbers, dimming the stress lights, and clearing mental space. And the best part? Your body remembers. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to slip into serenity when life throws stress your way. Now that we've covered the why, the science behind balanced breathing, let's shift into the how. Because this isn't something that only belongs in a lab or a yoga studio. It's something you can weave into your everyday life in really simple, practical ways. Let's start with when. The beauty of balanced breathing is that you don't need a special place or a 30-minute block in your calendar. You can drop it in anywhere, anytime. Here are a few great times to use it. As a morning reset, before you grab your phone, try 10 balanced breaths, just 1 to 2 minutes to set the tone for your day. You can use it as a work transition, before a meeting, after a stressful email, or even between tasks. It clears the mental clutter and helps you refocus. Could try balanced breathing as an evening wind down. A few minutes before bed slows your system and makes it easier to fall asleep. Or you could use it when stress spikes, in traffic, in line at the grocery store, or right before a big important conversation. No one around you even needs to know you're doing it. It's like having an emergency pause button you can press at any time. We all know these practices are good for us, but the real question is, how do we make them as seamlessly as possible part of our daily lives? Here are a few tips that helped me personally be more consistent and integrate balanced breathing into my everyday habits easier. You can try to anchor it to something that you already do, For example, every time you put the kettle on for tea or coffee, do 3 cycles of balanced breathing. Or maybe before you unlock your phone, take 2 cycles. Attaching it to an existing habit often makes it easier to stick. I definitely suggest making use of micro sessions. You don't need 20 minutes. Even 1 minute, 6 breaths can make a difference. Think of it as quick sips of serenity that you can sprinkle throughout your day. You can make it sensory. Some people like to close their eyes and imagine drawing a zigzag. Inhale up one side for 5. Exhale down the other side for 5. Inhale upwards for 5. Exhale downwards for 5. And so on. Giving your mind a shape or image can help focus the rhythm. And it also helps to track how you feel. After a week, jot down any changes you've noticed. Do you feel like you're having better sleep, calmer mornings? Do you have less knee-jerk reactions to stressful situations? Seeing the results can help reinforce the habit. But here's the most important part. Make it work for you. Some people like lying down. Others prefer sitting. Some breathe through the nose on both inhale and exhale. Some like to softly sigh the exhale out of their mouths. The science is flexible. The key is to keep the rhythm. 5 in, 5 out, steady and gentle. Balanced breathing isn't just something you do. It's something you can live with. A tool that fits into your pocket, ready to reset you in a minute or two whenever life feels overwhelming. You don't need special equipment. You don't need hours of training. You just need your breath and a little consistency. And remember, the more often you practice, even in tiny bursts, the more your nervous system learns this rhythm and it becomes second nature. So the next time stress hits, you won't have to think about what to do. You'll already be doing it. So tomorrow morning, before the day grabs hold of you, give it a try. 10 breaths, 5 counts in, 5 counts out. And notice what changes in how you feel. We started with a simple question. Can your breath really reset your body's stress response? And the answer, backed by decades of research, is a clear yes. The magic number, 5 in, 5 out. Equal inhale, equal exhale. Just a few minutes of balanced breathing each day is enough to create real change. You're lowering anxiety, you're lifting your mood, you're giving your brain the bandwidth to focus, and you're strengthening your nervous system so that stress doesn't knock you down as hard next time. It's been shown in lab studies, clinical trials, and even real-world situations like the stress of COVID lockdowns. It's always with you, always ready. You just have to breathe. Picture this. You're about to walk into a meeting that you know is going to be tough. Maybe your stomach's tight, your chest feels heavy, your thoughts are racing. Normally, you'd just push through, but instead, you pause. You close your eyes, take 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, and do that for about a minute. By the time you open your eyes, something subtle has shifted. Your shoulders are looser, your mind feels clearer. The situation hasn't changed, but you have. So, my challenge to you this week is to try the balanced breathing pattern in 3 different places. Before bed, instead of scrolling until your eyes blur, try putting your phone down, closing your eyes, and take 10 breaths in the 5-5 rhythm and see how much easier sleep comes. Second, try the balanced breathing pattern during your day. Before a call, after a stressful email, or when you catch yourself spiraling, pause for 1 minute, 6 breaths. And finally, the next time you feel your stress spiking, traffic, arguments, deadlines, try balanced breathing as your new go-to response. That's three simple experiments, and I promise if you stick with it for even a week, you'll start to notice the difference. If you'd like a little more support, the Pausing Point app has a whole playlist full of balanced breathing, including guided meditations, breath training sessions, and even hour-long soundscapes to really immerse yourself. Press play and let the app gently guide you through the inhales and exhales and help your body find its rhythm. Today, we've explored the balanced breathing pattern, a technique that can quiet your mind, steady your heart, and bring you back to center wherever you are. The next time you feel the weight of the day pressing in, remember, you don't need to escape. You don't need to fix everything. You just need 10 breaths. 5 in, 5 out. It's your reset button. Use it whenever you need it. And with that, I'll leave you with your own moment to pause. Try it tonight. Try it tomorrow morning. Notice the shift and let it become your quiet superpower. Thanks for pausing here with me today. If you've enjoyed our time together, try out the Pausing Point app for more mindful rest. Why not share this episode with someone who could use a pause in their playlist? And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platforms to never miss an episode. If you want, you can also follow us on our social media platforms. We're at Pausing Point to get updates and stay connected. Next time on Pause Here, we're turning to another everyday force that shapes our health, mood, and energy. Sunlight. Have you ever noticed how just stepping outside into the morning sun can shift your entire state of mind? It's not just in your head. The science of sunlight shows that light cues control everything from your sleep rhythms to your mood chemistry, even the way your hormones regulate. In the next episode, we'll dive into why sunlight is more than just nice weather. It's actually one of the most powerful levers you can use for mental clarity, stress regulation, and long-term health. So if today was about mastering your inner rhythm, next time we'll talk about syncing that rhythm with the light around you. I can't wait to bring more peaceful pausing points and practical tips your way next time. As we close today's episode, if you have a few more minutes to stick around, I invite you to join me for a short balance meditation. We've talked about the science, we've explored the practice. Now it's time to experience it fully. To not just think about balance, but to feel it moving through your body with every breath. So wherever you are, take a moment to settle in. You might be sitting upright or lying down. Let your body find a position that feels supported. Allow your hands to rest softly, your shoulders to drop, and your eyes to close if that feels comfortable for you. Begin by noticing your breath, just as it is. No need to change anything yet. Simply feel the inhale coming in and the exhale flowing out. Like waves arriving and retreating on the shore. Now we'll gently shift into the 5-5 rhythm. I'll guide you at first and then you can continue at your own pace. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. As you continue breathing in this rhythm, imagine your body finding balance. Each inhale brings energy. Each exhale releases tension. With every cycle, notice the gentle rise and fall of your chest, the subtle wave of your belly. The rhythm is simple. 5 in, 5 out. A steady pulse of balance. As you breathe, bring to mind the idea of equilibrium. Balance not just in your body, but in your life. The inhale and the exhale mirror the give and take of your day. The moments of activity and the moments of rest. See if you can allow both sides to feel equal, necessary, in harmony. If your mind starts to wander, gently return to the count. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. As the piano continues, let this breathing pattern become your anchor. Feel how it steadies your heart, calms your nervous system, clears your mind. You don't need to force anything. The breath is already guiding you back towards balance. Take a moment to notice how you feel in your body. Maybe there's more space in your chest, a softness in your shoulders, a quiet in your thoughts. Allow yourself to rest in that feeling of balance. Know that this rhythm is always here for you, whenever you feel stress building, whenever your mind feels crowded, you can return to this. Five in, five out. Your built-in reset button. We'll take three more cycles together, counting slowly. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. As the music carries you, we conclude today's meditation and this episode. Know that you can return to this practice at any time. In the morning, in the evening, or in the middle of a busy day. Balance is only ever one breath away. I'm Sarah, and you've been listening to Pause Here. Until next time, breathe deep, keep your cool, and don't let life knock you off balance.